Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson plus shoe dangling and wiki feet. It's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Guess who's coming to breakfast? It's comedian Al Jackson.
That's a record.
2025.
First thing out of his mouth.
But not even the first sentence, the first three words.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
We'd like to welcome our guest, who's a black man.
That would be better.
Yes.
Instead of this thinly veiled. Yeah.
Looking very dapper today.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, you got the bolo tie on again. No?
I was like, at first I think I started wearing the bolo ties like a gag, and then I was like, I kind of like wearing them. Now I'm like, where can I get some more bolo ties?
All right.
My husband has a couple of bolo ties I discovered when we were moving.
Does he wear them?
Oh.
He hasn't worn them yet.
Does he like it when you pull them tight and choke them?
Hey,
I haven't tried that, should I?
Well, no, I'm watching that documentary about the Fox Hollow murders.
Oh, no.
A lot of choking going on.
Hey, Tom, ask Christie's husband why he doesn't wear the bolo ties anymore.
Now, am I Christie?
No, you're you. I am Christie's husband.
Okay. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
How can you wear the bolo ties?
Oh, you know her. She's just running her mouth.
What would you like to do with your bolo tie?
I hate the bolo ties.
Yeah, he came in and called me CNN yesterday. Thanks.
You know why I called her CNN? She's on 24 hours a day.
Oh, I thought it was just a misspelling of
running her mouth.
Wow.
I understand OJ now. That's where the sound's coming from.
Aren't you glad you don't work here?
Tom, I wish I could attack Tom for you, but I thought that's where Chick was going. I was like, it's really early, guys. It's like, no, woo! It's my girl.
That's all right.
Christy Lee in the building.
That's all right. I'm tough.
Al Jackson, comedian. We have yet to dip our toes into the world of sports today. Is there anything worth dipping it into?
I mean, well, heck yeah. Paige, we had the WNBA draft last night, Tom.
Oh.
Paige Becker headed to Dallas. Does anybody know the Dallas name? The Dallas franchise?
Dallas.
WNBA.
The Wings.
The Wings. That's right. The Dallas Wings.
Huh.
Because they're where Buffalo Wings were invented. Dallas, Texas.
That's exactly right. Why they're spicy.
Are there? What is the percentage of team names that have anything to do with the place where they are?
Oh, well, that's
20.
Pittsburgh, they used to make steel.
Sure. Utah, of course, the home of Jazz.
Yeah,
that's where Satchmo was born.
Cleveland Browns, of course, they had the
Brown Lake.
Egotistical owner who named the team after him and said, no, it's like a brownie or an elf.
No, Paul.
It's your last name.
It's very weird because as a Browns fan, you don't really know what our logo is because sometimes at the 50-yard line, it'll be an elf guy.
That's right.
It's just an elf. And no, there's no other mention of an elf. It's like the bunny with Easter. Like where you don't
right now, it's a Brinks truck driving away with all the money.
Aren't they called brownies? Like a little aren't
that's, elf, yeah, that's an elf.
Another brownie, word? Brownie. Brownie. Elf. Oh. So maybe that's where it comes from.
Hey Josh, you were in Boy Scouts and did you get kicked out or
Yeah,
something going on there.
They caught me eating brownies.
Yeah. That's what I
thought. Across the lake at the camp.
Well, I forgot everything I've said. Yeah. So the Wings of Dallas.
See what happened there?
I'm surprised the WNBA has a team named after
Tampon.
A part of Jason's. Right.
Well,
you think they want to stay away from any of that?
Yeah, always with wings, sure.
It's a pad.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not tampons don't have wings.
No, it's a pad.
Yeah. A
it wraps around your... Yeah.
I know. And their owner, Steve Kotexico.
Do you guys like the term feminine napkin? You think that's...
No.
I hated that.
That's one of the only things I don't care for in England is they call diapers nappies.
You don't like that?
No. I don't call them diapers.
So when you say to your friends, I'm going to go take a nappy, they go, what a sick
dude.
That is one sick dude.
I'm going to put my head in a crap-filled diaper.
That's right. I worked for the BBC for a long time on
Ironic.
A TV show. Yeah, right.
It's more coincidental than...
There's a reason I was on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are certain words that we would just say casually in America that you cannot, like, I'm going to throw my fanny pack on. That is
right.
Yeah,
hugely offensive. Like, just certain, like, weird words. We were at a college one time, and just their mascot's name. I can say maniac in America, but, like, I don't know what that means over there. But they were, like, we had to basically cut the footage of just, like, seeing that word. So it's just, like, these little things where it's, like, they're like the U.S., but, like.
Like, little bugger, you little bugger. You couldn't say that in the U.K.
Really?
No, it's very different.
This actually means little sodomite,
that's
doesn't
exactly
it?
Exactly what it means.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, buggery is sodomy.
And extraordinarily popular, apparently, among the British.
Huh. Oh.
They taught you what flush,
at the boys' schools.
That's right.
I'm sorry, is that sports?
Weekend in Eaton. Vice President J.D. Vance and President Trump welcomed the Ohio State football team national champions to the White House yesterday. And as we'll see on the video here in seconds, J.D. Vance managed, there was a mishandling of the national championship trophy.
Uh-oh.
And,
did he fumble it?
It went all the way down to the ground in 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh!
Not really. Yes, yeah. The guy.
It breaks into two pieces.
I don't know what was going on there.
Is
but
it
yeah.
supposed to come apart like that?
Absolutely not.
No. It's better if he has no help, and he has
exactly.
help.
Yeah, the guy's trying to help. Yeah. I'm going to get JD's back just on this one. That seems like when your parents would be gone and you break a lamp and you glue it back together.
They both have to go
but
and apologize.
Just so when they touch it, it falls apart and you're like, what'd you do?
That is exactly what it seems like.
It just seems like it was already broken.
Is that thing designed to be shipped in two pieces or something?
I know, that's what I'm wondering.
It immediately falls apart.
Yeah.
I give JD some room because he's got a beard. And he could start a trend.
Well, he's an Ohioan, right?
He went to Ohio State too. Yeah.
When is the last president with any facial hair? That goes way back, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's like Taft probably.
Well, I know Eleanor Roosevelt had a beard. I remember that.
I mean, Teddy had the mustache.
There you go.
But that's probably the last.
Abe Lincoln, of course.
I'm the president of the United States.
Well, that's dead on.
Thank you.
I mean, you could be turned into General Grant very quickly.
Yes. I could be.
Yes.
You got that look.
Darken up the, later in life, I'm sure he was gray, just as yours truly.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Bryce Harper. This is a
good story.
Sports just for Tom.
Okay.
Bryce Harper set to take another swing at being a father, and he did it with a blue bat. The Philly slugger used a blue bat in his first plate appearance earlier this week against the Giants as part of a gender reveal for fourth child.
Aww.
It's going to be a boy.
I hate to be a stickler for the rules, but are those regulation? Can you bat with a blue bat?
Boy, I don't know.
That's like softball.
I don't think there's any rule about colors of the bat.
What? That, I mean,
weight and length and all
judging,
that.
Judging by all the itching and scratching I see in the field, you can apparently play with blue balls.
Yeah, that's what's going on?
You ever notice baseball players have the itchiest balls in sports? No, they spend more time down there.
Just and I don't know if the blue bat was a torpedo bat.
Oh.
How about that? You didn't think of that, did you?
Nope. Are those bats?
Yeah. Can you blue. Special order them in colors, Josh? I mean,
you can, yeah, you can get bats in any color, but I don't know if there are rules in the MLB about,
about that. I would think that's how you would show, because it's so hard to distinguish yourself. I've heard that's why a lot of major leaguers have facial hair, is to like, so people will remember them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not a lot of guys that are like, oh, that's Josh. He always has a neon bat with tiger stripes on it or something.
I know black was fine.
Yeah.
That was fine. And, of course, the wood and yeah, but, like, you know, the natural wood look.
Right,
but,
right.
So a blue bat, it sounds like a sex move.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, boy.
You know, Lanny, last night I gave her the blue bat. Well, she'll be in the dugout all weekend.
Oh, dugout. That sounds like a sex move, yeah.
Give her the dugout.
Yeah, you got to give her the dugout. Giving it to her.
Yeah, the Cincinnati dugout.
The whole team was in the dugout.
Oh, the whole team is a sex move. I gave her the whole team last night.
An upcoming Netflix.
You can do it with any words, Al. Lowest form of comedy.
Yeah, that's right. Josh's mom.
Welcome
that's a sex
back,
move.
Josh.
But, yeah, I gave her the old Josh's mom last night.
What about the old...
I
wonder what it would be. I can't ask my
in
dad.
In poor taste.
You're right.
The answer, and I'm sorry. I should be apologizing. This is terrible. I blame our guest, Al Johnson.
On her birthday, no
we
less.
We talked about this yesterday. We didn't get a chance to ask Al this. How do you feel about the shoe dangle, Al?
The shoe dangle.
You know, a woman casually across.
It's a fad that's kind of become a fetish for some.
It absolutely is.
The shoe is half off, and she's got her legs
Christy's
crossed.
Doing it now for those on YouTube.
And the more absent-minded she is about it.
Twirling her hair, dangle.
The better, yeah.
Her legs are crossed. She's sitting in a meeting. The shoe dangle. Half the guys can't even concentrate.
If I only had a heel, it would be better, but I didn't wear heels.
If I only had a heel. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da.
I will say this. I don't think that women do anything without being completely conscious of it.
I disagree.
You think as a woman, you don't know that there are guys that just stare. As somebody that worked on a talk show and seeing my friend's feet on Wiki Feet, I didn't realize that there was such its own cottage industry.
Right. Yeah. Wiki Feet Shop.
Yeah,
there's a thing called Wiki Feet.
I think I'm on that, actually.
Yeah, you probably are.
Oh, absolutely.
What is it? Exactly what is it?
Celebrity feet, pretty much.
People looking at feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize how many people have that.
It's the number one.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Wiki Feet.
Yep.
I've never actually gone. Is it like Wikipedia that, there's a description of who they are and then just a bunch of pictures?
All right, I'll look it up.
Are there subcategories like big feet, small feet, dirty feet?
I'm sure.
Do they ask me to donate like Wikipedia does?
Feet of the day, feet of the week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's the feet of the day right now?
Let's see.
Is it tax
feet
related?
Of the day.
Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders has like a size 13
is
foot.
Peyton Ramallah is the feet of the day today.
Is that a lady?
Wow. Yes, it's a lady. Very pretty lady.
That sounds like an appetizer.
I love that Peyton.
Sounds like a sex move.
Could I get a caprese?
See much of her feet.
I gave her the Peyton Ramallah.
That's right. It sounds like a sex move.
am I wrong?
He went unchecked for 3 days while you were gone. Thank you very much.
Where were you? You were my partner.
I just play good boy.
I have received a stern talking to a week before last. Yeah. Anyway.
There are 11 pictures of my feet on WikiFeet.
11 pictures.
11 pictures.
Where'd they get them?
Well, she's not kidding. One of them in my boot when I broke my foot.
Oh, that's a special one. Category.
Josh, back me up on this. That is red pepper hot.
That's called wounded fish.
Broken bone.
Do they have feet with
femurs only?
Oh God!
What's that called? Your nails get all yellow. What's that called?
Fungus.
Yeah. Do they have like fungus foot?
Probably. Yeah.
I think there's everything.
Yes, but there is everything. It's so gross.
If you have a foot fetish, why don't you just work at a shoe store?
Because maybe you can't walk around with boners all day.
Oh.
I only get 4.14 stars.
I was going to ask what your rating was.
Out of how many?
That seems
out of five.
That's way good. High.
Is that high?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Can we get the listeners to pump that rating up? Go on there and give my girl some stars, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Before you're fired for using the
office. I was going to say this is the worst, but no, it's not. Yesterday, I discovered that Kostaki pointed out there is something called...
Oh, you might be into this, too. Yeah.
What's it called? Stuck porn?
More
sticky.
I know what that is. Trapped.
Stuck.
Trapped or stuck.
It was about...
Going into it like being in a washing machine.
Example,
yeah, that's a big one.
The example, Kostaki, if a woman gets down on the floor under a table.
And she's stuck there.
Yes. And she doesn't have any pants on.
Yeah, or she's trying to, for whatever reason, she's trying to sneak in through a doggy door.
Yes.
And then it really becomes a doggy
door. Because she doesn't.
And then the guy apparently takes advantage of that. Right. Oh, it's to me shouts out non-consensual. Yeah. But there's apparently no problem with that.
No, she wants likes it deep down. Yeah.
She wouldn't try to squeeze in there.
Right. Yeah.
And there's
a
wiki trapped, I think.
Oh, God.
Check that out.
It's all there. End of days.
The Blue Origin rocket company launched an all-female celebrity crew into space yesterday.
It was immediately lost.
I do have a minor objection to this.
I don't know where you were supposed to turn back there. I don't know what happened.
Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez, the fiancé of Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos.
So how'd she get the ride?
Yeah. Part of the crew that blasted off for a quick trip in the New Shepard rocket.
Is there a Kohl's in space now?
those girls would never be caught dead at a Kohl's.
Josh.
Well,
those are highfalutin women.
Yeah, they
are. Those are some Filene's basement.
I thought even highfalutin women liked Kohl's.
No.
Sanchez.
No, they
don't. We don't like Kohl's cash.
There's not a woman out there that doesn't like Kohl's.
Oh. Kohl's cash, we love it.
So back to the...
Ms. Sanchez, a helicopter pilot and former TV journalist, invited the other women... along for the 10-minute fully automated flight.
10 minutes.
The celebrity launch was the nation's first space flight where women filled each seat. Moved by the views of the earth below, Ms. Barry said she couldn't resist singing What a Wonderful World in Space.
By the way, they're not calling it a cockpit anymore.
Although,
no.
Have you seen how phallic that thing is?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it is
hilarious.
It is you're right.
How much that looks like.
It's like a 13-year-old boy drew it.
Yes. I said the exact same thing this morning
but,
when
I
watched the video.
To call them astronauts, that's like if you're driving across the country and you drive through Arizona for 10 minutes and you don't get out of the car. Oh, I've been to Arizona.
Oh, no, this is still astounding.
No.
But they're not going around the earth. They're going,
but it's still incredible.
It's a 10-minute trip.
They're not doing anything. They just sat in the seat. They didn't have to really
No, are you guys kidding
me?
They went up. That counts. No.
Josh, do you not see a difference between the astronauts that were just stuck up there for 9 months?
Of course I see a
difference. And they went for 9 minutes and they have the same title?
No. I'm not. Nobody's calling these women astronauts.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
Well, they shouldn't be.
That's what we're trying to say.
These are passengers.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Katy Perry just wanted to get away from Russell Brand.
But
it's a glorified.
Is it not a different Katy Perry?
No, it's the same Katy Perry.
He's going back a few months.
He's going back way.
Right. It's a glorified roller coaster. That's all it is.
Last week wasn't a good week for Russell Brand.
No, it wasn't. Okay. But she's with Orlando Bloom now. Much better. She stepped up.
It's like that Beyonce song, Upgrade.
Yeah.
I didn't think Orlando liked girls.
Oh, so that is Katy. So it was Katy
Perry. Yeah. Do you think there are two famous people named Katy Perry?
I didn't think this was a famous person.
Oh.
That's the whole thing. And Gayle King, a journalist.
That's the same Gayle King.
Then this story became so less interesting.
There you go.
It should have been a nurse, a teacher.
Well, they did have an actual astronaut and a geo. I think
that's like a photo shoot for Rolling Stone.
No, that's like the Charlie's Angels 4.
This time they're in space.
Yeah. The fake-faced lunatic on the left.
Yeah, that's Lauren Sanchez.
She looks like she's going through G-forces now.
That's the look she's paid for. She's about to become the richest woman in America.
Buy a better face.
It's horrible.
Or get a really complicated mask.
She looks like the Joker.
So how long were they in space?
11 minutes total, I think.
Okay, and I believe that's the total time anyone's listened to a Katy Perry album.
She's
not popular.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about?
She wins a Grammy.
That's a rough one to go after.
Millions of dollars. Yeah.
Wembley Stadium.
Right, yeah. Nobody listens to her anymore.
I always have Firework is the worst song to be a hit in 25 years.
Oh, you're wrong. You're That's
a total. I give Katy Perry a lot of room just because of the Super Bowl where they had those lions and they looked like they were walking.
Yeah.
Yes. Wild, pretty crazy. And her two boobs.
And the sharks, the left shark and right shark. Were.
Yeah, that's entertainment.
Yeah.
Let the music do the talking. Okay.
She's a great voice.
Glad you agree.
Yeah. I know. She's very,
got a beautiful
very good.
Voice.
Who knows?
I tell you who should have been at a Super Bowl halftime show.
That's song.
Greg Allman. That's
Dire
who
Wolf.
Been, by
Greg
God.
Dire Wolf.
How do you not? I don't understand. To me, this is a flight for a science teacher and.
There were a couple of those women were.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about them. They're talking about Katy Perry and old Saran Wrap head.
I know.
She does look like she's pressing her face up against the patio doors.
Dear Josh, who are you to make fun of a lady's looks? I'm a man who can tell what looks good and what doesn't. And
that's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerIn bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open, eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.